Good morning. We're continuing with the halachas of Yeshiva Sukkah. The Shulchan Aruch says if a person has a tavshil made from the five mini dogon, so those, if a person's kaveya suda is considered a kava, and we need a sukkah. So this is not a case of pasul b'kistin, which that's the bread-like type of mazonos. So this is talking about mazonos, which is not bread-like. A person would have something made out of noodles, spaghetti, macaroni, something of that sort. A person would have oatmeal, farina, those type of things. So a person would make a kavias out of it. So the Mishabur explains that a kavias is either that they're going to get together as a chabura, you're going to have your macaroni, spaghetti, and meatballs meal. So a person would have to sit together as a meal together, so that's a kavias. Or alternatively, if a person is eating an amount, but people would make a meal out of it, so then the bichiyav to say leisha basuka, which means the shiur over here is not slightly larger than a kabeya, but rather a full meal's worth, which would be much more. The Bir Lacha does say that this might depend on each person individually, different than we find by Passover Kisim. We discuss what's called a kviyas, which we give a halachic shear. But over here, whatever the person would make, consider it making a meal, would be chayv. The person would be chayv to eat in the sukkah, he would make a bracha of leisha b'sukkah. Now, the Mishabura brings that the Magen Aram says, however, in regards to eating in the sukkah, even a kebeya va'oid, the small, slightly larger than a kebeya, should be eaten in the sukkah. But in regards to saying the bracha of leisha b'sukkah and pasta and those type of things, again, you need this larger shear. Okay. When a person sits in the sukkah, the Torah says that we sit in the sukkah, Laman yedu darusechem kibas sukkos hashtate espinei yisrael v'hitziyo sameheret mitzrayim. You sit in the sukkah in order that Klal Yisrael shall know that the Baruch Hashem had us, gave us a dwelling place as he took us out of Mitzrayim. So the Torah gives a reason that we should take a lesson from the sukkah. We should remember it should cause a thought process in our minds. The Mishabura points out that this is one of the unique mitzvahs where the Torah gives a reason. It says, Lema'an, in order that. It says it three times in the Torah. It says it by Sitzes, Lema'an, Tizkeru, you wear Sitzes in order that you should remember and do all of the mitzvahs. It says it by Tefillin, Lema'an, Tia, Torah, Hashem, Beficha, in order that you wear the Tefillin in order that Hashem's Torah should be in your mouth. And the Shulchan Aruch understands it means specifically the lessons of the parashiyos of the Tefillin, so that Hashem is the achdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Parashat Shema, that the Baruch Hashem has no limits to his koyach. The Baruch Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. The Baruch Hashem wants us to commit our lev and our moyach to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So these thoughts, which are actually delineated in the introduction to putting on tefillin, when we say the words "Hinei Mechaven," I'm going to have intent, and we make a list of these different ideas. Actually, the Shulchan Aruch, the tour, and the Shulchan Aruch see that this is part of the kavana included in the words "Leman Tiyataras Hashem Revicha," and over here by Sukkah. So the Bikur Yaakov raises the question. If the Torah says this is the purpose and this is the reason a person would sit in the sukkah and not remember that Hashem gave us his protection of the clouds of glory when he took us out of Mitzrayim, he will not be yours to the mitzvah according to the Bikur Yaakov, because he did not do what the Torah says the sukkah is supposed to do. According to him, we would assume that would be true regardless of tzitzis also. A person will wear tzitzis and not tzitzis as a reminder of all of the mitzvahs. He would not use tefillin as a reminder of the lessons of the parashas of the tefillin. According to him, he would not be yotzei. So this is above and beyond the general rule of having kavanah when you do a mitzvah. There are specific kavanahs and intents and lessons that we must derive from these mitzvahs, which according to the Bikur Yaakov, if you do not have them, you would not be yotzei. I will point out that the Mishnah Berurah brings from the Prima Gadim, that the Prima Gadim says, Bidi Abed, you will be Yotze. But I think it's important that a person should have these in mind, because this is a Mechloikus, and we would not want to be in a situation where we are potentially not fulfilling the mitzvah, and for sure not fulfilling the mitzvah properly, by not having these thoughts in mind. So every time a person goes into the sukkah and spends time in the sukkah, a person should repeat to himself the pasuk, "Laman yedudah resichem ki basukkah shashavti espinay yisrael b'tziyu yisam meyaretz yitzayim." In order that all of Klal Yisrael, the generations to come, should know that the Rosh Hashanah gave Klal Yisrael protection while we were in the midbar, when he took us out of Mitzrayim. They gave this protection of either an aniyah kavod, which is how we paskin, or according to the other opinion of the Chagas Tanoim. The other opinion is that there was actual, Russia gave us the materials to give us physical protection of Sukkos. Have a good morning.